Dutch regulator eases access to Krux self-exclusion system. The Dutch gambling regulator has simplified the process for placing individuals on the country's self-exclusion register, aiming to speed up intervention for those at risk of gambling-related harm. The Kansspelautoriteit, KSA, said it has updated its procedures to allow administrators to register clients on the Central Register for Exclusion from Gambling, Krux, more quickly, following concerns that the previous system created delays for vulnerable individuals. Faster access to self-exclusion. Under the revised approach, administrators can now rely more heavily on their professional judgment when submitting a registration request. Previously, they were required to provide extensive evidence demonstrating problematic gambling behavior and the harm it caused to the individual or their immediate environment. The KSA said those requirements often proved difficult to meet in practice, leading to delays in cases where early intervention could have reduced financial or social damage. By reducing the need for supporting documentation, the regulator expects the process to become more efficient. According to the updated framework, individuals can now be registered on Krux by administrators within approximately 2 weeks. Focus on financial risk and vulnerable groups. The regulator noted that people placed under administrative oversight frequently face financial challenges, which may be linked to gambling or worsened by it. As a result, faster access to self-exclusion tools is seen as an important step in limiting further harm. Registration in Krux blocks individuals from accessing licensed online gambling platforms, as well as physical venues such as casinos and slot machine halls in the Netherlands. The system is designed as a central safeguard within the country's responsible gambling framework. The KSA said the changes are intended to allow earlier intervention in cases where gambling behavior contributes to financial instability or wider social issues. Broader regulatory context. The update forms part of a wider set of measures aimed at strengthening player protection in the Dutch market. Earlier this month, the regulator allocated funding through its Addiction Prevention Fund to support initiatives focused on training, treatment, and prevention. At the same time, recent industry data has suggested that stricter player protection rules may have had an impact on channelization, raising ongoing questions about how to balance consumer safeguards with the viability of the regulated market.